This is Big F and Joe, and you're listening to the Memphis Continental Wrestling Podcast. Without Memphis, there would be no hardcore, and obviously we all know where that leads. Live your best life, die your best death.
You know, I've been in this industry for a long, long time. And you know, I got my start right there in Memphis, Tennessee. So what better person than to give a little intro to the only podcast in the UK that specifically talks about Memphis wrestling. That's right. We're talking about Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast. Folks, sit back, grab you a cup of hot tea. Hope you enjoy it. Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast.
Got a doggone good-looking show lined up.
This is the future, baby, and Jimmy Hart's here. You're not in the same caliber as I am.
Who's the greatest wrestler in the world, and why am I?
You're acting like a hoodlum now. Come on, quit it.
Ho! What do you hear? What do you say? Hello again, wrestling fans, and welcome to the studios of the Old Bakery as we get ready to give you another exciting week here at the UK's number one and only Memphis wrestling-related podcast. We are, as always, the Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast. I am your host, Mr. Luke Jennings, hoping the podcast finds you fine and dandy here, hurtling towards the end of March. But in reality, we are recording this at the beginning of March, and as of recording today, it's come out today that the first inductee of the 2024 WWE Hall of Fame class has been announced, and it is one Paul E. Dangerously, Paul Heyman, whatever you want to call him. I'm guessing by the time this comes out, we will be a little bit closer to WrestleMania, and there will be more names announced, but I'd just like to say, he's not going to fucking ever listen to this, but congratulations to Paul Heyman, fully deserved. We will be seeing him here in a couple of years in Memphis. I think he's here, he's definitely here 87, I think. Whether or not he's in here in 86, I do not know. But we will be seeing Mr. Heyman soon. Well, I say soon, in a couple of years. So yeah, so congratulations to Paul. Congratulations to everybody else who was announced by the time this comes out. And also, as of last night, was the last match of Sting over there in AEW. Again, huge congratulations to Sting. Well done. Happy retirement. Seen highlights of the match. It looked like it was a good match, a nice match. Him and Darby Allin defeating the Young Bucks. Again, by the time this comes out, they would have started looking for the new AEW Tag Team Champions. It was a great pleasure to. I was at All In back in August in Wembley, and Sting was there. And it was great to see the. I've been a fan of Sting's for ages. He's always. A pleasure to watch. You know what you're going to get when you see Sting. Again, we'll see him here next year, teaming with the Ultimate Warrior. As not the Ultimate Warrior, but yeah, so as of recording, congratulations to Sting. Happy retirement. Congratulations to Paul E. Happy Hall of Fame induction. Again, like we said, by the time this comes out, we will be about a week away. 2 weeks away, maybe, from WrestleMania by the time this comes out. So again, there'll be more names announced over the past few weeks in future time. Anyhow, please do not forget to follow us on Twitter at Old Bakery Pro, and to hit the subscribe button here on our home, the Place to Be Wrestling Network, home of great shows such as Who's Next with This Ring, PTB Weekend Special, PTBN's Main Event, Nation Invasion, Highway to the Impact Zone, Monday Night Project, Hamburg All Stars, Pure Wrestling Passion, and many other great shows brought to you on a near daily basis, available on all good podcast suppliers. Just search Place to Be Wrestling. You can also find the guys on Twitter at PTB and Wrestling. And you can also find us on our second home here, the WrestleCopia Network, home of the hard work and Ray Russell, who brings you great shows such as the Wrestling and Memory Grenade, where he is covering the aftermath of WrestleMania 4 in the WWF 1988 canon. He's also got the Regional Wrestling Show, where Ray and his co-hosts talk the territories. Be it Jamie Ward talking 1981 Georgia, Roman Gomez talking 1986 UWF, or Gene Jackson talking 1985 Memphis. He has you covered. He's also got the Wrestling Stoop with Bob Roop, as well as some other great shows coming to you on a pretty regular basis, Ray does his best to get the stuff out. You can find more information on all of Ray's happenings at WrestleCopia on Twitter. That is Wrestle, C-O-P-I-A. And don't forget to follow our sister network, The North-South Connection. Again, available on all good podcast suppliers, and they bring you such great shows as New Gen on a Mission, Wrestling Warzone, The Jenny Position, A La Carte with Keithy, Chronoso, Extreme Three-Way Dance, and a whole plethora of shows covering wrestling and non-wrestling topics. You can find the guys on Twitter at NoSoPodNet. Network. You can also find them on YouTube, because some of their podcasts are video only. You can find them on YouTube, just search North South Connection, and that is where you will find us, youtube.com/@MemphisCast, and that allows you to watch today's episode as well as everything else we've got over there. And then while you're out and about, please visit the whenitwascool.com for podcasts, articles, and much more on retro pop culture, comics, wrestling, movies, TV, toys, history, and more. This week we're covering the 19th of May 1984. Last week we covered the 12th of May, where we saw more brawling, No More Family, and dogs, as well as all the usual awesomeness from the Memphis Territory. Before we head down to ringside, let's have a look and see what's been happening this week in the rest of the wrestling world. On the 13th of May, Championship Wrestling from Florida in Orlando, NWA World Champion Kerry Von Erich defeated Superstar Billy Graham. Also on the 13th, Southwest Championship Wrestling had a show in San Antonio, Texas, where Bobby Fulton defeated Eric Embry to win the Southwest Junior Heavyweight title. And again on the 13th, Magnum TA defeated Mr. Wrestling 2 to win the Mid-South North America title in Tulsa, Oklahoma. There's also a show for the AWA on the 13th. History is made in St. Paul, Minnesota, as Rick Martel defeats Jumbo Saruda to win the AWA World Heavyweight title. Also on that show, Larry Zbysko battled Kurt Hennig to a draw. The Fabulous Ones defeat Jesse Ventura and Steve Regal. Not that one. Princess Victoria and Velvet McIntyre defeat Leilani Kai and Despina Montagas. The Crusher defeat Sheik Adnan Al-Kaisi. Blackjack Mulligan and Blackjack Lanza battle Abdullah the Butcher and Jerry Blackwell to a double disqualification. Here in Memphis on the 14th, there is a show in the Coliseum. 5,600 witnessed the Moondogs defeating Brickhouse Brown and Rick McCord. The Zambui Express defeat Scott Shannon and Bugsy McGraw. Jim Neidhart defeats Porkchop Cash. Dutch Mantel defeats Rick Rude. Jimmy Hart defeats Tommy Marlin in a Loser Leaves Town match. Austin Idol defeated Randy Savage to once again regain the CWA International title. The PYT Express beat the New Fabulous Ones via disqualification in a Falls Count Anywhere match. How did that work? I don't know. And Jerry Lawler and the Junkyard Dog defeat Ox Baker and Lord Humongous. Also on the 14th, there is a show in West Palm Beach, Florida. NWA World Champion Kerry Von Erich defeats Ron Bass by disqualification. 15th, there is another show for Championship Wrestling in Florida, in Fort Myers, Florida, this time, as once again NWA World Champion Kerry Von Erich defeats Superstar Billy Graham. 16th of May, Championship Wrestling in Florida, Miami Beach, at the Convention Center, NWA World Champion Kerry Von Erich defeats Superstar Billy Graham by disqualification. And a sad day in wrestling and comedy, as Andy Kaufman dies at the age of 36 due to cancer. I think something will be said about that on this week's show. I've seen a clip a while ago of Jerry Lawler comes out and says some stuff. 17th of May, Kerry continues his tour of Florida, as this time he defeats Black Bart. 18th of May, he once again defeats Superstar Billy Graham in Lake City, Florida. And then finally, today on the 19th, Sarasota, Florida, NWA World Champion Kerry Von Erich defeats Ron Bass. Later that night in the Sun Dome in Tampa, Florida, Kerry Von Erich defeats Ron Bass by disqualification. Finally, there is a show in San Antonio, Texas for World Class Championship Wrestling. One of the matches is the Super Destroyers defeating Book Zumhoff and Iceman King Parsons to win the American Tag Team titles. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's head down to Lance and Dave to see what they've got in store for us this week as we cover the 19th of May 1984 in episode 149 of the Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast. You know the drill. Please enjoy!
Alliance Wrestling and Dave Brown right along the ringside. And by golly, I'll tell you what a good group today.
Oh, it is indeed. I tell you what, we got a good lineup today, too. Opening match, we're going to have Ravishing Rick Rude in here with Angel. It'll be a single match to open. Then Dutch Mantel will be in here in a single match a little bit later on. Listen to this, another single match. Jim Neidhart, the Anvil, will be in here going against the King, Jerry Ward.
Yeah, boy.
Single match action. Not all. Main event, expiration of time match, Harley Davidson and Dirty Rhodes set to go against the PYT Express.
All right, for an expiration of time match, and by golly, I'll tell you what, that's a lineup that you can't beat anywhere, anytime. We got it all. We want to see it, too, so let's take time out now, and we'll be back in just one moment.
The crowd are loud and full here. They're ready to see some matches. Rick Rude, Dutch Mantel, Jim Neidhart versus Jerry Lawler, Harley Davidson and Dirty Rhodes versus PYT.
All right, this one's going to be one fall, 10-minute time limit. Introducing at 218 pounds from Salem, Virginia, Rick McCord. And going against him, 232 pounds from Beverly Hills, California, with his valet, Angel, Rick Rude. One fall, 10-minute time limit. Jerry Calhoun, the referee.
So straight into action, Rick McCord versus Rick Rude. I believe these two have faced each other before. Rick McCord, black tights, white boots, going up against Rick Rude. Pink tights, white boots. Might be silver, actually. Rick Rude managed by Angel. Obviously no Jimmy Hart, because Rick Rude joined Neidhart's Raiders last week, as did a lot of Jimmy Hart's first family members. Big slam by Rick Rude, followed by a knee, followed by some clobbering forearms, now some kicks. Rick Rude picks up McCord, picks him up and drops him fruit first across the top rope. We've got green ropes, we've got red and blue ring posts. Irish whip by Rude. Oh, glancing close on that was pretty fucking shit. I don't know who to blame for that one, but Rick Rude now launches McCord to the outside. Oh, Angel now gives him a few kicks. She's wearing some sort of Jane Fonda gear. She's got look like she's going for a workout before or after the match. Rick McCord now rolled back in by Rude. And beautiful belly to belly. Shades of Magnum TA. One, two, three. Rick Rude gets the pin. Shades of Magnum there with that belly to belly. Rick Rude, though, victorious.
You're on the floor.
Her out here kicking a guy in the rib.
Was indeed. Had those boots, and she really let him have it right in the rib a couple of times. And then the power slam by Rude is what finally wrapped it up for him.
Yeah. Rude comes out, picks him up, throws him back in the ring in there. But do you believe in this? Angel gets in the act. Let's take a look at that.
Yeah.
Now you see Angel right in the middle of it, slamming him in the ribs as now Rude comes out to pick McCord back up. And not long after that, he fired him back in, and that was about all she wrote. He got the 1-2-3, and Rick Rude is the man that comes up with the victory, as Dave said, with an assist to Angel. Okay, that's just the beginning of it, David. We got plenty of it to go, and we're going to take time out now. We'll be back with the Dutchman in just a moment.
One fall, 10-minute time limit match coming up here. Standing in the ring is Keith Roberson out of Memphis, Tennessee, his opponent over in his corner. Here comes the referee, and officially with the introduction from Memphis, Tennessee, at 238 pounds. On the left of your screen, that's Keith Roberson. And going against him from Oil Croft, Texas, 229 pounds, Dutch Mantel. One fall.
Dutch Mantel, black singlet, red boots. Keith Roberson came in with a nice hat and cape. Very stylish here. Black boots, black trunks. Starts the match off and throws Dutch Mantel outside. Keith Roberson, we've seen him the last few weeks. He's sort of been okay for an enhancement talent. He's not done too bad. He's got the size, he's got the look for sure. Throwing Dutch Mantel at the ring post now. Dutch Mantel on the floor holding his arm. Keith Robertson catches him coming in. Oh, clobbered forearm. Keith Robertson now launches Dutch back to the outside again. Holy moly. A front row of fans thought they were going to be having a fucking Dutch Mantel on their laps there. Mantel struggling to get up. Now on the apron. Keith Robertson catches him again, coming in. Oh, clobbering shots to the back. Clobbering shots to the back. Oh, one at the front now. Robertson whips him hard into the corner. Comes in. Oh, squashes him in the corner. Oh, comes in again, but Dutch gets the feet up. Dutch gets the feet up. Dutch now, Keith, big right hand. Knocks him down. Picks him up, knocks him down. Picks him up, knocks him down. Oh, his right hand, so Dutch is now a kick. Irish rip now by Dutch. Oh, straight kick to the gut. Down goes Robertson. Keith now being Irish hit by Dutch, and a big hook and clothesline there by the Dirty Dutchman. Picks up Keith. Go for a suplex. Beautiful suplex there by Dutch. Goes into the corner and drops an elbow. One, two, three. Winner of the match, and a competitive match. Well, not a competitive, but Keith definitely got some offense in. Dutch Mantel wins.
I can see how it all wrapped up as Robertson had looked good early, but there's Dutch in the air, dropped upper arm right across the top of the chest. And Robertson is pinned at this point. The count of three falls, and the Dutchman wins it.
By golly, I'll tell you one thing. I think Dutch got his ire up. Now, just stay here, Dutch. You've already beaten him, but he got you a little hot. While you're getting your breath back, I want to take time right at the second to take a look at a tape, some highlights with Rick Rude that Dutch Mantel was involved in.
Dutch Mantel off the rope.
So we're seeing the match from this past Monday. Rick Rude is accompanied to the ring by Angel, where Dutch was accompanied by Evelyn. Can't remember what her name is, but we looked her up, and she'd been a bit naughty after her time in wrestling. She's now got hold of Angel. Oh, smashing her with some forearms now to the back is Evelyn. Rick Rude behind Dutch Mantel. Dutch Mantel's got the win. Rick Rude now launches Dutch Mantel over the top rope. Now Rick Rude's got hold of Evelyn. Oh, good lord, he just punched a woman. He punched the woman square in the face. Jesus Christ. Rick Rude now picks her up. Evelyn Stevens. Oh, backbreaker. Good God, this poor woman. Absolutely annihilated by Rick Rude. Holy moly.
He left at an appropriate time when you got back in there.
Okay, and everybody watch that tape. Now, what I've been telling you people out here for the last couple weeks, I want to tell you I wasn't lying because I was telling the truth. And that tape right there showed me to be a truthful person. Now, Rude, we already know that you like to beat on women and tear them down, berate them and do everything you want to do to them. But you know, down in Texas, I was brought up never to touch a woman. If I'd have touched a woman, I think my old man would take me out and he'd have beat me halfway to next week. So I never touched a woman. I got principles. I won't do that. I'll slap a man down, but I'm not going to hit a woman. Now, Rude, I hope you think you're a real, real big man, a real strong man. And that made you look real good there, I'm sure. Now, I'm sure you're in the back watching this. But I'm going to say one thing, Rude, and I'm going to call it right to your face because I know you're watching. In Texas, we got a word for it, and it's trash. It's trash, baby. And in Texas, we do something with trash. We do one of three things. We either take it out and bury it, we either go dump it, or we burn it, one of the three. Now, Rude, I'm going to say one thing. Either this one's going to get you the next time we climb in a ring, or I'm going to burn you with this. And I'm going to make you a promise, Rude. I'm going to make you a promise that you're not going to forget. I'm going to get after you. I'm going to be going 110%. I'm going to be on you, baby. I'm going to be after you. And I'm going to render you useless. And I'm going to have that Evelyn Stevens come in. And I'm going to have her punch your lights out exactly like you punched her lights out. Now, you might slap Angel around, but this Evelyn Stevens, baby, she's a pretty tough broad, and she'll be looking for you. And then after we get rid of you, Rude, I'm going to turn that Evelyn loose on that little blonde-headed little girl you got with you, and she's going to rip her right in, too. Mark my words, Rude, it's not going to be repeated last time. It's going to be an all-out war. And, baby, this man right here, I'm going to win it, Jack.
You heard it from the tough Dutchman, and, brother, let me tell you, this is a guy who can back up a lot of what he says in there. Angel deserves it. Just looking at what happened out here today, she's got no business in it. She's up kicking Rick McCordon aside. We'll take time out. We have got the King and Jim the Anvil coming out here. Neidhart and Lawler in just a moment.
We had Dutch Mantell in there with a tough young guy in Keith Robertson. And prior to that, we had Rude with an assistance from good old Angel kicking a stew out of Rick McCord. Guess what's coming up next? The Anvil and the King, and we're looking forward to that. We're going to be to it in just a moment. Got a great expiration of time tag match. Right now, I want to remind you. Dutch Mantell and Evelyn Stevens will be going against Rick Rude and Angel in the ring. Oh, yeah. She's going to find out what it's like to get in there and face some of that. Evelyn Stevens, tough young lady, and I'll guarantee Angel will have a rude awakening when that comes up, and it won't be Rick Rude. All righty, that's Monday night, and I got to tell you, it's just a dynamite night of action, and we are looking forward to all of it. You get your tickets up until 5 o'clock today, all day on Monday. Have them in advance, my friend. Oh, yes. The King. Well, he's going to be in there against some big gentleman himself. Gary.
I'm looking forward to it, Lance, just like I told you last week. You know, I kind of guarantee the people a win over the Ox Baker, and with my partner, Junkyard Dog, we came out victorious just like I said we would. I told the people what I should have given Humongous a steak dinner, because he is the one that opened my eyes. He is the one that made me realize what was happening, especially since all the people were coming around saying, King, what happened? Have you met your match? Is Humongous too much for you? And I'll be the first to admit, Lance, that I got a lot of things going. You know, we got the Jerry Lawler Show, we got personal appearances, we got all kind of things going, and it's real easy to get sidetracked, get your mind off your career. But let me tell you this, my mind is dead on it now, and if that's not proof enough last week, I'll guarantee you I'm going to prove it. I'm going to open some people's eyes come Monday night.
Well, you got the Southern belt up. Listen, let's take a look at a little piece of videotape that we've got right now before we continue. Let's look at it.
He's going now after that out big mask. He got it.
So we're seeing footage. This is a couple of weeks ago from Humongous versus Jerry Lawler, where Jerry Lawler takes the mask, the hockey mask, off of Lord Humongous and leaves him just with a Freddy mask underneath. And Lawler's now able to have his punches work for him, whereas before the mask was saving Humongous. Lawler now picks up Humongous for a pile driver, a move that is illegal in Memphis, and bang! Jerry Lawler drops him down, and Jerry Calhoun rings the bell. Pile drivers are illegal here in Memphis. This is from a couple of weeks ago, like we said. I'd imagine we probably won't see footage of Junkyard Dog in here because of his affiliation with Mid-South. I guess they did that sometimes, like when when Jimmy Valiant would come back into town on one-offs, they wouldn't really show it. The only time they would was if Buckwinkle was in town because of their affiliation with AWA. So yeah, this is probably why we won't see Junkyard Dog. We saw the hype video last week for JYD coming in, but I doubt we'll see the match. Lawler slams Jimmy Hart down. Lord Humongous still down on the canvas, holding his head, holding his neck, following that big old pile driver. Jerry Lawler celebrate. Jerry Calhoun now thrown to the outside by Lawler. Big right hand by Lawler again knocks down Humongous, who's still selling that head.
You see, Lance, I took the belt then, but the promotion came back, took it back. He has the belt temporarily, I can guarantee you that. Just temporarily.
Monday night it'll be on the line.
That's exactly right.
You got your eye on it.
Okay.
Too. Well, Jerry, I know it's not a pleasant subject, but I just wanted to ask, because you were so prominent in his wrestling career. We saw the sad news about Andy Kaufman passing away, and I just wondered if you had any comments to make about it.
Well, you know, that is changing the subject, and I got some more I want to say about Humongous, but really, I am not, you know, I've had calls all week, ever since Andy Kaufman did pass away. I've had calls from TV stations all across the country wanting to know my comments about, you know, about Andy Kaufman's death, I'm really the wrong person to talk to about that. You know, I didn't like Andy Kaufman. Andy Kaufman didn't like me. I'm sorry that the guy's dead, but I would think that, you know, I always thought that when somebody dies, you talk to somebody that thought a lot of him. I hope that if I die, they don't interview Jimmy Hart, because, you know, I can imagine what he's going to say about it. It's a sad situation. I'm sorry about it. But other than that, you know, that's all I got to say. The thing about Monday night, I want to tell Humongous this, and I want to tell the fans that, you know, the support is, as I said, in the past few months, I looked at some of my matches, and I realized I have neglected, it's been my own fault, I've neglected my career, and I've let the fans down. But as I said, my mind is in the right place now. It's head on, straight ahead, and brother, the Southern Heavyweight Championship for years has been known as my belt, and I still consider it my belt, and I don't make promises with my mouth that my body can't keep. So I'm making this promise right now to all of the people, to all of the fans, that Monday night I will beat Humongous and win my Southern Heavyweight title back. Either that or I'll wind up in the hospital. Now that's a promise, Lance. I know that's a heavy statement. He's going to have to do such a number on me that I'll be in a local hospital, or either I'll walk out of that ring with my belt back. And that is a promise.
I certainly hope the belt is around your waist and not that hospital. You've had enough time and air. But let me tell you, when this guy gets it ginned up, he can flat put it on. And I'll tell you, that's what's going to be happening come Monday night for the Southern Heavyweight title, Matt. We got a bunch lined up. Don't you dare go away. We'll be back just a moment.
You know, Dave, I wasn't with you last week.
No.
Jimmy Hart had his severe... I can't believe it.
Yeah.
All of this peace and quiet. No,
yeah.
Jimmy Hart around.
No family now.
The whole program is an old...
Night Arch Raiders.
All the guys, a lot of the guys, Hart's guys, did leave him. No question about that. They all did. But didn't all of them go with Night Hart? Because there was one guy, Bart Batten, who had been with Porkchop Cash,
right.
You know, was the new Hart's fabulous ones. He teamed up, and I got to tell you, you see a lot of teams come along, but every now and then you'll run across a really refreshing team. I want you to take a look, my friends, at the new generation.
So we've got a new team here. The new generation, I think they're the Batten Twins, who would go to run some... quarter bikes on some ladder. I guess that's Jerry Jarrett's ranch. I'm pretty sure they're the Batten Twins. Where are we? I've run some horses now as well. So Bart Batten was teaming with Porkchop Cash. He's now left Porkchop Cash. And they are... Oh, diving into a pool. Are they going on the next card? Johnny Wilhuit and Mark Batten. Is that who they are? They're not the Batten Twins. They're Johnny Wilhuit and Mark Batten. So... that's that. So we look at that, and then we look at... Oh, good Lord. I've seen them... again, this is very Fabulous Ones-esque. Very, you know, they're all sort of in denim jeans, riding them around Jerry's ranch. So now on a fucking horse and cart. So, the Batten Twins, who they're not, have been wrestling since 1983. Originally from the ICW, from the Poffo group.
Yeah, you were just looking at the new generation, the blonde gentleman. Dark hair gentleman, Johnny Wilhuit.
I got no information on Johnny Wilhuit. Don't know where he's from. But yeah, the Batten Twins go to go to Texas. They're in and around. So Johnny Wilhoit, he wrestled in CWA 1984-1985 as part of the New Generation Tag Team Mark Bant, and also as a solo wrestler. He is a Kentucky star. He's a Kentucky State powerlifting champion. That's about all I could tell you, really. I think he's still alive. So they're part of the New Generation. But Batten is... Batten Twins, New Generation, US Express as well. Yeah, so they're a new team that are coming. But we've got Jerry Lawler versus Jim Neidhart. Jim Neidhart, black tights, white boots. Jerry Lawler, black singlet, white boots. We are underway. Both men circling. The big Rano. Corner of a type. Neidhart pushes Lawler into the corner, as you'd expect. Clean break. No, right hand by Neidhart, but right hand by Lawler in return. Rocks the big anvil.
Neidhart will try to sneak that fist by, but he did not get away with it as Lawler was set and answered in kind. Neidhart drags the king across the ring with a heel. Neidhart evil little smile on his face. Lawler backs him into the corner and he drags him across the ring. If Neidhart thinks he's intimidated the king, he's got another thing coming.
He got another thing coming. Jim Neidhart not happy with how he's been thrown around by Jerry Lawler. Complaining of trunk pulling and hair pulling and all the sorts. Gone over top. Lawler is slammed by Jim Neidhart. Rocks Jerry Lawler. Now propping himself in the ropes. Lawler back up to his feet. Heffman now circle. Crowd are going absolutely bananas here. And nothing's really happening. Corner number type. Lawler now picks up Neidhart and slams him down. Holy moly. Jerry Lawler showing that whatever Neidhart can do, he can do as well as. Neidhart still complaining of trunks being pulled.
Into it right now. Nothing has worked for Jim Neidhart. He's tried body slams, he's tried arm drags, he's tried a little bit of everything.
Colin Elbow, Neidhart pushes Lawler into the corner. And we're going to get it. Oh, eye rake there by Neidhart. That's some big right hands. Oh, to the back of Lawler. Knocking the king down to the ear as well. Don't talk to me about ears. I've got a last day and a half. I've got a blocked ear. I can't hear anything out of my left ear. Quite fucking annoying. Hopefully by the time you hear this, everything will be sorted out. I'm on eardrops. I've got olive oil eardrops. You could make a fine ragu with my... a fine ragu with my... with what's going in my ear. Oh dear. Jim Neidhart now in control of the king, knocking him down. Biting now, the king, biting the forehead. Jim Neidhart maybe learnt that maneuver from Stu Hart up in the dungeon. Oh! Jerry Lawler rammed headfirst into the top turnbuckle. As we've said numerous times, that is just a turnbuckle wrapped in tape. Neidhart biting again, biting the king again. Is this where the feud started? Is this where the Jerry Lawler Bret Hart feud started? If we find it. Neidhart, the 3-point stance. Oh, knocks down the king. Chop blocks the leg. Have we found the canon of the fucking Bret Hart Jerry Lawler feud? Is it because of this in 1984? Have we found the secret start of the feud? Jim Lightower with a cover. Lawler kicks out. Lawler's holding on the side of his head. These big old blows that the Lightower is doing to him. One, two. Lawler kicks out again. Lawler rammed into the canvas by Nard Hart. Crowd getting behind on trying to get the King to get back in his match. Nard Hart's choking, biting. Oh! Gobbing on the canvas. Dirty bastard. Cameraman, you can see the cameraman on the floor. We haven't seen a lot of the different angles and stuff that we were seeing back here about a month or so ago, where they would get angles from high up and angles from low down. We haven't quite seen that, and we've just been purely hard cam footage, really. Lawler with another kick out at two. Jim Neidhart rams him headfirst into the canvas again. Jim Neidhart again rams Lawler into the canvas. Lawler's starting to get a bit of a mullet now. That hair's growing. Neidhart's got Lawler in the corner. Big elbow. Elbow smash. Forearm smash, if you will. And again. And again, one at the side of the ear. The ear. Oh! Uh-oh. Lawler. Lawler's starting to fire up. And the strap is down. Lawler. Oh, left hand. Lawler now snap Mesnoid hat out of the corner and fist drop. Lawler now on top of him, pummeling him with those fists. Piston-like left hands by Jerry the King Lawler. Piston-like right hands. Lawler now second ribbon inside. Brett's rope. Drops a fist. Jerry Calhoun's trying to get Lawler open the fist up, but that's not going to work for me, brother. Lawler went for a fist drop again, but Neidhart moved. Neidhart puts Lawler in the corner. Irish whip, no corner, no. Reversal by Lawler. Neidhart goes into the corner. Lawler follows him. Oh, but hits nothing but steel post. Shoulder first there by Jerry. And no! Jerry Calhoun's been taken down. Good God. Jim Neidhart with a three-point stance and just takes Jerry Calhoun out in the corner. Jerry Lawler's got a steel chair. That was a ringside. Boom! Off the head. Lawler chucks the chair out, goes for the cover. Calhoun's kind of recovering. Lawler. One, two, three. Did he kick? I think Neidhart just kicked out at three. But Lawler gets the win.
Tag team, Lawler in the chair. Watch what happened. Lawler had Neidhart going, and the referee had been blocked by...
We've started doing this a bit now as well. Replays. Donk. Oh, right to the head. No hands up at all. This is 1984, people. There's no protection from a fucking ring, a steel chair.
Neidhart loses. Lawler wins it.
Referee going back to see if he can... Uh-oh, Neidhart's got a hold of him. He's already probably busted two ribs on him right there when he slammed...
Neidhart's trying to tell Jerry Calhoun what happened. That he used a chair.
Had no knowledge of it because he was laying in a heap for Neidhart at 280 pounds and bowled him right over. You know what some of those guys trying to block Neidhart felt like when he was on the pass rush. Coming after referee Jerry Calhoun, Jim Neidhart, screaming and moaning about the chair. Yeah, Lawler used the chair, no doubt about it. Now Lawler has gone and Neidhart remains. He's hollering and screaming, saying,
he says he's not leaving.
It's all over. over with. The match is done. Well, you can sit there, but we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Austin Idol has got a big match coming up with Randy Macho Man Savage. Savage had some comments about this match. Let's take a listen to him.
With the memory of last Monday night, losing the International Heavyweight Championship belt. Yeah, with the memory of that night, with all the intensity that intensity has. With all the intensity, Monday night, International Heavyweight Championship match. The Macho Man, Randy Savage, goes against Austin Idol. And Austin Idol, I'm looking right in the video scope right now. And I'm looking right at you. And I'm saying, man, how can you sleep at night? Yeah, how can you sleep at night? You know, and the people in the Mid-South Coliseum and all over the world know that I did not give up. And referee Paul Morton, you better never let me see you walk in the streets. No, never let me see you walk in the streets, man, because I'm going to slap your face and do something else. Yeah, do something else. Vendetta, Austin Idol. Vendetta, you understand, Vendetta? Now you're talking International Heavyweight Championship match, yeah. Mid-South Coliseum, Memphis, Tennessee, where I won the belt. Yeah, we're going right back and we're going to go one more time. End of the road type thing. Last hurrah for the Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. And I'm going to win the International Heavyweight Championship belt. Yeah, I am. Tell you why that I know that I'm going to win the match. Because the only way that a person can win is that the second of Austin Idol, man, waves the flag, yeah. Or my dad waves the flag. That's the only way. No pin or submission, Austin Idol. No referee to do the thing to take the International Heavyweight Championship belt away from me. Now, Dad, if I'm laying there and I'm bleeding, man, in a pool of blood, are you going to wave that flag?
No.
No, he's not going to wave that flag. Even if I'm in a pool of blood or something down there hurt, he ain't going to wave the flag. What if Austin Idol's got the Las Vegas leg lock on me? And what if he's got it where one of my legs is broken? And the bone is sticking out the leg? All right, I'll take it away, the flag.
No.
No, he's not going to wave the flag. There ain't no way. Pinner submission is out, baby. Your baby's going to wave the flag. It's you and me with the winner getting the International Heavyweight Championship belt.
Still sitting in the ring, Jim Neidhart. You're acting like a spoiled kid. With Randy Macho Man Savage.
Some win and some lose, and some are born to sing the blues. I think this jerk is singing the blues right now.
Yeah, he's got a 1-2-3, and now he's hot.
A perfect example of the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. That's the agony of defeat right there we're looking at.
Austin, you've got an important match coming up with Macho Man Randy Savage. It's pretty hard to ignore the big noise up there.
Extremely hard to ignore it.
Yeah. But you've got a match coming up with...
Excuse me, man. You know, I'd like to say something directly to this jerk, okay, if I can. Excuse me, Lance, and I want to apologize to the rest of the television viewing audience. You know what your problem is, I think, Neidhart? I think your whole problem is that you are a habitual loser. I think that's your main problem, jerk. You are a when you were involved in the anvil throw. You were a loser when you played professional football. That's why he's no longer playing football today. And to make it a little bit sweeter than that, you are a loser in professional wrestling, Dirk. Now, if you think what just happened to you was bad then, if you mess with me, Dirk, you'll find out what a real loser battle can be. Now, well, let's just go ahead and conduct this interview.
Well, they've got Jim Neidhart out of the ring, that's for sure. And he's got a chair, and now, oh, Jesus Christ, smashes it into the upper body of Austin Idol. Good Lord. Jim Neidhart came out of the ring and then tackled Austin Idol. Now absolutely destroying the Universal Heartthrob behind the commentation station. Lance is just trying to get some people to come and help. Jim Neidhart, as pissed, he has absolutely gone berserk. Joey Calhoun's now coming out here. He's going to get launched across the studio, I can imagine. No, Jim Neidhart's now running off. Going to get that steel chair again. Good Lord, Lance running for his life. Oh, Jim Neidhart again annihilating Austin Idol with that Jesus chair. Now to the ribs. Now sticking the back of the chair in the throat of Austin Idol. Here comes Jerry Lawler. Jerry Lawler, Neidhart's running off. Bill Dundee. No, that's my dad. Bill Dundee. Knobhead. Jerry Lawler and Bill and Dutch Mantel out there to save Austin Idol's career, I think. Good God. Joey Calhoun's checking on him as well. Lance is checking on him. Holy moly. Idle holding onto his nose. His nose might be broken. Good God, the way Neidhart was swinging that chair around.
Let's see if we can.
Right. Get him in here.
Get this next thing going in here.
Yeah, let's just get it started. I'm going to go back and check on all of
it. Yeah. All right, we'll wait to get the referee in here. Here comes PYT. Tag team match coming up. PYT Express in the ring right now. Norvell Austin and Coco Ware. There's a referee up there. Now we're waiting for the opponents for PYT. Harley Davidson of Dirty Road. See if he can get them on in here, and we'll be underway very shortly.
They're back there ministering to Austin, but I just heard that Dirty Rhodes and Harley Davidson are not here. I don't know what their problem is, whether it was transportation or what. But Dutch Mantel and Jerry Lawler are going to come out here and substitute for a pretty fair ball.
Not a bad tag team match at all, let me tell you. All right. Well, PYG Express.
Neidhart hit. Yeah. He almost broke his shoulder. He hit him about four or five times right on his shoulder. And the last one caught him right smack in the nose. Oh. Busted his face all up. Right. I'm not sure whether his shoulder's broken or not either.
We've got cards subject to change. Harley Davidson and Dirty Rhodes aren't here, so their replacements are Dutch Mantel and Jerry Lawler. Going up against the PYT, Darren Norvell, Austin and Coco Ware. So Lawler starting for his team by the looks of it. Norvell starting for his team. Dutch is just kicking Norvell as well. P-Boy T's are wearing matching black and yellow trunks, white boots. Norvell's wearing gold boots, eh? So the match is now it's officially underway. Now Lance has rung his bell. Referee Jerry Calhoun verifying that the bell has sounded, and we are going to be seeing Jerry Lawless, Titan Fish team, still wearing black singlet white boots, going against Coco. Lots of yellow and black tights, white boots for Coco. Norvell wearing gold boots. We've been circling. Waller
and Mantell, both already have had rugged single matches today. Mantell defeated Keith Robertson, who came on strong early in the match before the Dutch.
Still no action. Both men, Jocelyn crowd having a go at Coco. Dutch having a go at Coco. Coco trying to have a go at everyone else. Terry Calhoun just trying to get the action in to start. Crowd getting on the back of the PYTs. Oh, big right hand there by Coco. Holy moly. Knocks down Lawler. Popped him one. Oh, now back up his feet. Checking on those bicuspids. Bicuspids. Both men circling again. Corn elbow. Lawler pushes Coco in against the ropes. Oh! Big right hand takes Coco over the top rope to the outside hard. Dutch Mantell just walks into the ring just to clap his hands.
Trying to get a ruling from the referee that Coco was thrown over the rope.
This is AWA sort of rules where you can't throw anyone over the top rope. It's also a rule in WCW 1992, I think. Coco back in the ring. Coco now tags in Norvell, the veteran of the team. And here's Norvell Austin. That was a legal tag by PYT. Colin Nobo tie up. Norvell pushes Lawler in the ropes, who gets a tag to Dutch. Double Irish up there by Dutch and Lawler. Double big back body drop. Oh, Dutch with a stomp to the hand. Dutch picks up Norvell, full arm dragon twist. Picks him up and slams him down. Picks up Norvell now with an arm bar. Bar, 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 bar. Now standing over him with the bar. Simpson in that bar right tight to the shoulder.
We could have one fall or three or four.
Jerry right down in the face of Norvell. Let's see if he wants to give it up. Norvell gets back to his feet. Norvell pushes Dutch into the ropes. Irish whips him. Shoulder tackle by Dutch. After ropes comes Dutch. Norvell catches him and slams him down. Dutch moves out of the way of the elbow drop. Dutch picks up Norvell, slams him down. Side headlock tag into Lawler. Lawler with a punch to the ribs. Oh, multiple punches to the bread basket. Oh, and one to the chin. Coco comes in to save his partner. Arm bar now by Lawler. Going over the same arm as Dutch did.
Four minutes gone. First fall action.
Crouch still giving Norvell some back chat. Tag into Dutch. Lawler holds the arms. Dutch comes in with the right hand. Kick. Takes down Norvell. Picks him up. Irish whips him. Oh, Dutch ducked down. Norvell manages to kick and then runs over and tags into Coco. Coco now in. Coco with a flurry of right hands to Dutch. Norvell did not see him. Norvell was over in the corner but did not see that Coco picks up Dutch. Irish whips him. Back body drop by Coco and a beautiful fish drop. Tag it to Norvell. PYT Express Over comes in, stomps away on Dutch. Double team now by PYT, backbreaker by Norvo, and just a punch to the gut by Coco. Not the greatest of double team manoeuvres, but hey ho. Irish up now by Norvo on Dutch. Big back elbow, down goes Mantell. Tag into Coco.
Mantell came off the rope, tag made, and Coco Ware back in. 5 minutes, 17.
Jerry Lawler comes in to distract the referee, which allows PYTs to double team Mantell behind the referee's back.
They're double teaming Dutch over here in the corner. Norvell,
and again, Lawler's trying to get in the ring, but Calhoun's trying to get him out, which allows the PYTs to double team. Coco off the top rope. Oh, with a axe, single axe handle to Dutch. Down goes Mantell. Jerry Calhoun turns around. 1, 2, 3. Winners of the first four, the PYT Express.
Yeah, it's a win here in the first four. Remember, it is just the first four. As Dutch Mantell was pinned. Take a look at what happened here. The top rope. There's Coco coming off the top rope. Norvell holding Dutch Mantell up in the air, and Coco unloads on that right forearm. Dutch hits the mat. The referee trying to get Lawler back outside. Coco went with a cover. The count of three, and PYT Express have a first fall win. There is a discussion over here. Lawler explained, I think, to Jerry Calhoun what happened, but that's going to be it, I think, first fall. Well, the discussion still continues. It's rare in a situation like this, though, that the referee changes a ruling. Has happened, but now it looks like they're headed out. It's going to stand. PYT Express with a win in the first fall. 5 minutes, 45 seconds of time on it. That is just the first fall. More action will be coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Yeah, Austin is getting ready to go to the doctor in there and get that shoulder where he was pounding it. Man, his nose is a mess. And we're
going to take a break here.
Okay, we'll take a break. We're going to be back in just one moment. Back in the ring here in just a moment. For those of you who missed it earlier, I'll tell you, a really exciting team, and I know I didn't do too good a job of identifying, but we will in the event you saw it before. If you didn't, you're in for a free thrill. A real good-looking young team to come along here. Mark Batten is the blonde. Gentleman with the dark hair is Johnny Wilhoit. They form the new generation. I want you to take a look at them one more time.
So stalling for time here, and we're seeing the new generation once again, Wilhoit and Batten, again riding around on ATVs. Are they called ATVs? Quad bikes on Jerry Jarrett's ranch. Walking over some horses. And a nice, need to cut his grass really, but there are a couple of good looking dudes, muscular.
My God, look at the muscular definition! My God!
They're alright. They're not... Just for some reason, we've had no Eddie Gilbert and Tommy Rich on this week, or... I guess they're trying to sort of replace the Fabulous Ones and bring in new sort of teams and things, but... Yeah. I don't think they're here for too long. I don't think they do... I don't think they have great success, but... We'll be able to follow their plight here in Memphis. As they're diving in the pool and having some fun around Jerry's house. Looks like a very sunny day. Where are we, May? Obviously a good summer here in Memphis. 1984. Riding on the bicycle. Some of it's a bit weird, you know, two shirtless dudes riding around on a motorbike. Now riding in a horse and cart. It's all a bit, you know, suspicious. Whatever floats your boat. It's all like thumbs up and smiles and standing around in their pants, but you know, as long as they make it stand in the ring is all we care about. Hi, we're winning horses. But yeah, this is definitely killing time. and we're back for our Exploration of Time match.
Well, we're feeling his oats getting a pin in the first fall on Dutch Mantell. Here come the Dutchman and the King back in here. Ring the bell and watch this. Uh-oh.
Ring the bell. Oh! Coco with a loaded fist there, knocks down Dutch. Tags in Norvell Austin, who comes in stomping away on Dutch. Lawler comes in again, tries to help him. He's hindering his partner more than he's helping. PYT's in our double team and Dutch behind the referee's back. Referee turns and just as they scurry outside, headbutt by Norvell Austin. Oh, Dutch now in the ropes. PYT now. Norvell whips Dutch. Oh, and a sunset flip. 1, 2. Kick out or no. Coco came in. Coco's now running away from Jerry Lawler as the PYT double team clobber Dutch by the referee's back. There's some clobbering time, baby, some clobbering. Oh, snapmare and a knee to the side by Norvell. Dutch trying to get to the tag but can't. Coco in. Irish whips his Dutch. Coco off the ropes. Oh, flying clothesline of sorts. Coco goes for the cover but Jerry Cahoon's distracted by Lawler. 1. Coco pulls him up. Tag to Norvell. Oh! Norvell in. With some knees and some right hands to Dutch. Dutch trying to fight out this predicament. Right hand by Norvell. Tag to Coco. Right hand to by Norvell. Coco's now in. Dutch is still on the ropes. Coco brings him out. Big right hand knocks him down. Reverse chin lock now by Coco. On Mantell.
Also noted that when Stagger Lee was over there working on Dutch, Norvell is over keeping Lawler when Lawler got ready to come in and help the Dutchman.
Lawler's in. Right into Norvell, right into Coco, right into Norvell, right into Coco. Joe Lawler in like a house of fire, baby. Just knocking the PYTs down with right hands. Picking them up just to knock them back down again. Oh, now double teamed by PYT. Jerry Carlin trying to get one of the PYTs out. Oh, the strap is down. Kick to Norvell and double knocker on the PYTs. Lawler picks up Norvell, slams him down. Lawler on the second rope. Dutch is in. Stop Coco. Oh, huge flying fist there by Jerry Lawler. 1, 2, 3. The equalizing pinfall in this Exploration of Time match goes to Jerry Lawler and Dutch Mantell.
Lawler gets the pin on Norvell Austin.
Boy, hey, that makes it one apiece, Dave. We got still some time for action, and we're going to be back to it in just one moment. Well, we didn't have Davis in a rows, but boy, we got Lawler, man. We got time for a third one here?
I don't think we do. No, we don't have time, I don't think, to give him the mandatory rest period and get him back in here, I don't believe. So time is just running very short. Okay. Going to have to end it right there. So it's going to be one fall apiece.
But if you didn't show the fucking new generation again, you'd have had time for a goddamn third fall, goddammit. But everything was airtight, brother, back in the day. Anywho, yeah, that was a nice. A nice show. It was you had like three or four matches really quick, or two or three matches really quickly at the beginning, and then Neidhart Lawler match was good, and that was a decent ending as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've just watched May 19th, 1984 edition of Memphis TV. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for continued support. Please do not forget to follow us on Twitter at Old Bakery Pro, youtube.com/@MemphisCast. The link in the description where you can watch today's video. Also, patreon.com/MemphisCast is now up and running, or has been for a while. £1 a month or $1.50 a month gets you to be able to watch the WCW Saturday nights that we are now covering on the Monday Night Project. The first episode was the Monday just gone. We covered January 6th, 1996 WCW. We're going all the way to July 1996. We're going to the Saturday night just before the Bash at the Beach. ProWrestlingTees.com/MemphisCast. Don't forget to give friends of the show a listen and a follow and a like and a share and everything. Acid Wash Memories, Our Vantage Point, Booking the Territory, Greetings from Allentown, Stick to Wrestling John McAdam. If you're on the place to be, give anything on the WrestleCopia Network a listen. If you're on WrestleCopia, give anything on the place to be a listen. That's about it. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening. It means a lot. Thank you very much to the fine folk of Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you very much to Lance Russell, Dave Brown, and Jerry Jarrett. And until next time.
When it's spring again, I'll bring again tulips from Amsterdam. With a heart that's true, I'll give to you tulips from Amsterdam. I can't wait until the day you fill these eager arms of mine. Like the windmill keeps on turning, that's how my heart keeps on yearning for the day I know we can share these tulips from Amsterdam. From Amsterdam, with a heart that's true, I'll give to you tulips from Amsterdam. I can't wait until the day you fill these eager arms of mine. Like the windmill keeps on turning, that's how my heart keeps on yearning for the day I know we can share these tulips from Amsterdam. Share these tulips.